Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever found something not working, only to find out you never turned the power on? I think we've all done that before, right? But hold that thought, because I want to jump into something, and today we're going to be talking about how do you define success in your business? So somebody posted something to Facebook, one of my friends, and he asked that question. It's like, how do you define success? And I thought about it, and I said, you know, success is kind of the bridge between action and acquisition. So what do I mean by that? Many people think that acquisition is money, right? You know, it's the more money you get, you know, he with the biggest toys dies rich. I don't know. But not everybody looks at success and measures it with money. It could be measured a lot of different ways. It could be much more. So when we're sitting down and we're trying to define success, it usually means that we have achieved a goal. A lot of people think about that. But really, goals are a part of a system, all right? It starts with tasks. You have to start with a task. You do certain things, and then you reach milestones. And then when you complete those milestones, you get to the finished goal. And that's the way that a lot of project management systems work and Gantt charts and all that other fun stuff. But what we're going to do is we're going to take it in reverse. And the reason I say reverse is because I grew up as an electronic technician. I still do that today. And when there's a problem with an audio system, you troubleshoot in reverse. So let's talk through that. If you're not getting any sound out of your speaker, what do you do? Well, the first thing you do is check the speaker. Is the speaker working? Can you plug something else into it to see that the speaker's working? Is it, you know, you can move it from one side to the other unless it weighs 300 pounds. But if you can plug a source in it, you know the speaker's good. Then the next thing you check is the wire. Is the wire going from the speaker to the amp working? If that's okay, you can plug it into another one and see if it works. Then you go back to the amp. Now, is the amp turned on, right? Or, you know, is the amp maybe one of the channels is dead? So you kind of move things between the two channels. And if that's working, then you usually have another wire, which is the wire in between the source, which could be a CD player, TV, whatever, going into the amp. So you check that wire. And if that wire is okay, then you go back to the source. And a lot of times you forgot to turn the TV on or the CD player or, you know, your MP3 player, whatever it is. Anyways, that's how you troubleshoot something. You always work backwards. So let's expand a little bit on that logic. And if you've been listening to the podcast, you've heard me talk about the fact that I've taken up running again, right? So, you know, it starts with tasks and then it has milestones and then it has goals. But I want to work backwards. All right, let's start that way. And that's how we're going to define success. And I'll dig in a little deeper on that. So let's start with the running, all right? Goal number one, just start running, right? Do something. But in order to do that, I had to set a milestone, and the milestone is exactly that. How many miles did I want to run? I could run a mile, I could run a half mile, I could do whatever I want. One of my friends told me the best way to get running again, or even start running from the beginning, is walk a minute, run a minute, walk a minute, run a minute. And I did that. And then I went to 5, and then I went to 10, and then ultimately, I got to 20 minutes, and those 20 minutes, I could run the entire 2 miles. So that was the goal, was just start running. But then, you know, the goal was to do these other things. So I needed those mile markers, those milestones, in order to get to where I wanted to be. But I had to start with tasks. I mean, I didn't have any running shoes. I hadn't ran in years, and the ones I had, all the glue had dried up on them. So when it comes to looking at the reverse engineering of this, so let's look at the goal that I have now. The goal I have now is a 5K. A 5K is 3.2 some odd miles. So right now I'm running 2 miles nonstop, which means I have to get to 3 and then I have to get a little bit higher. But in order to do that, I have to get to some other milestones. But the goals, as I said before, were number one, start running, then start running consistently, then run 2 miles, then, you know, run a 5K. And I hope to do that either before the end of this year or at the beginning of next year. So let's back up into the milestones. As I said, running 2 miles nonstop was the first one. Now I want to get to 3 miles nonstop. And the next one is, before I get to 2 miles nonstop or 3 miles nonstop, I want to run below 10 minutes a mile. That's a milestone. Right now I'm running about sometimes between 10 and 11 minutes a mile, which is not bad. It's really good. But I need to get it below 10 so then I can run 3 miles. And if I get back up to 12-minute miles, that's fine. I'll get it back down to where it needs to be. But those are milestones. So getting to that 2 to 3 miles is going to take some of those milestones to happen. Finally, there's the tasks. All right. In order for me to get started, I had to get new gym shoes. I had running shoes. But I also figured out in the process, and this was another task that I did, in order to run at the speed that I wanted to, I had to create a playlist on my iPod so that I was running in beat with the music. And what I did is I figured out in order to break that 10 minutes, I had to be running at 155 beats per minute. So I was looking for songs that had 150 to 160 beats a minute. And if I can keep up with that pace, then I will get below that 10-minute mile. So as I'm keep working it, I need to update my playlist. So my playlist gets me to my milestones, which is running faster, which gets me to my goal, which is running that 5K. So if we sit back and look at our businesses, you know, how do you define success? All right. And it could be any of these things. There's three components that I'd like you to look at. The first one is happy customers. All right. If you've got happy customers, they're going to tell other people, and obviously they're going to pay you, and life is good, right? But in reality, not 100% of them are going to be happy all the time. So maybe you set a goal of 80% of my customers, I want to be as happy as possible and still be able to make money on it, right? Because that's it. You may have some customers that are happy, but you're not making money. You may have some customers that are not happy, but you are making money. Figure out how that works for you. The next thing that you have to look at is, are your team members happy? Are you making them satisfied? Is that part of the success? If you need to educate them, pay them more, do whatever it is, what do you need to do to get the people surrounding you to build your success up and help you become more successful? I saw this great quote about leadership. Leadership is not leading from example. It's helping other people be successful so that you can be a leader. And that's really what it boils down to. Get your people trained, make them happy, and you will become happy. And then the final piece of this puzzle is you. Are you having a happy life? Are you living the lifestyle that you want? Are you happy with yourself? That was one of the things that I needed to do with running, is I work a lot in my office. So getting out and running is that half hour mental break that I need to recharge my batteries. So when you're looking at success, success is the bridge between action and acquisition. So ask yourself, what are my goals? Then start breaking them back to what are your milestones? And then from there, generate a task list or a daily to-do list that helps you achieve those milestones to achieve success. So one of the ways that I'm able to actually maintain my success and help grow myself and my business is through productivity. If you'd like to learn more on how to become more productive in your business, visit theproductivitybundle.com, where I have a package that's going to show you how to become more successful.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.